This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, if you're just tuning in, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. We did get a chance to hear from Wayne. Earlier on in the first hour of the program, he spent a half hour with us and talked a little bit about the government shutdown, the stock market explosion, 1,000 points up. Of course, we talked about a little bit about the debt and a little bit about the wall as well, and how to build it and why to build it and where to build it and all that. And then with Wayne, he'll be back tomorrow night right here. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Email me if you like, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Send me a friend request up on the Facebook, and chances are I'll say yes. I have so many friends, so. send me a request up on the Facebook, and we'll be pals for life. I figured, since I probably won't get a chance to talk to you until after the first of the year, Wayne will be back and ready to go tomorrow night. I figured just real quick, we'll spend a couple minutes talking about some of the big stories from 2018. And, you know, it's interesting because sometimes you look back and you think about it and you tell yourself, oh, that didn't happen this year, did it? And yeah, it did. I was going through the list, and I'm saying, that happened this year? And, yeah, it's pretty incredible. Because some of them, they seem like it happened, like, years ago. But there's a list here of some of the more important stories that happened in 2018. And number one, the Parkland school shooting, which obviously is one of the big ones. February 14th, the shooter broke into the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killed 17, and, of course, just anytime you've got a school shooting here in Connecticut, it's so relatable to what's happening across the country. When these things happen, it is just a horror show. We went through Sandy Hook, and it was terrible. And it's a terrible, terrible thing, and you know it definitely changed all the folks' lives, and they'll never be the same. It changed the country as well. So that was one of the stories that came and went this year. The Trump-Russia probe, which is on everybody's mind, of course, dominating the headlines, still dominates the headlines. Yet I still wait for Mueller to come up with something, what, anything. What has he got? Now, if he delivers something down the road, okay, fine. I guess we deal with it then. But, man, it's the story, I have to say, it's probably the story that I hate. Being on the air every single day, it's probably the story that I hate talking about the most. Because it's the one that's all conjecture. It's all subjective. It's all, well, what if? Well, what if he's got this? And what if he knows this? And what if they said this? Okay. When it comes to Trump and it comes to Russia, it is dominating the headlines. But, please, you know, come knock on my door when you've actually got something to report about Donald Trump. Until then, to me, I want to put it on the back burner. On the list of the top 10 stories for 2018, the Me Too movement. Now, it began in 2017, but dominated news stories well into 2018. Again, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Les Moonves. There's a dozens of these folks who fall into the category of the Me Too movement. And you know what? Good. Good. Well, I mean good. I mean good that that happened, but good that they got caught. Good that these pieces of garbage are getting taken out of circulation. And if you're a man and you feel it necessary to pray, and especially doing it in the workplace, right? If you're running into an idiot, if you're a woman and you're running into an idiot at a bar who, you know, does something inappropriate, there's no excuse for it, right? There's no excuse for it, and that person should be reprimanded, and if the situation warrants it, then you get him, arrest him, for God's sake. Throw him in jail if he does something that heinous. But in the workplace, when someone uses a position of authority and power to hold a woman down to keep a woman from advancing, to use his power and try to extort sex from that person. There's absolutely no excuse for that. And the people who have done that, they should all hang from a tall tree, because that what they're doing is it's changing lives. It's literally changing a person's existence. So the Me Too movement, again, in most cases, I'm 100% behind. In most cases, I'm 100% behind. All kinds of mass shootings across the country. Apparently, there were 307 mass shootings in the United States so far in 2018. 2 months after the Parkland shooting, 8 students and 2 teachers killed in a school in Santa Fe, Texas. In June, 5 employees shot dead. Capital Gazette newspaper, Maryland. October 11th, people were killed in a synagogue in Pittsburgh. We know about that, of course. Marine combat veteran shot 12 people dead in a bar in California. So there are just way too many mass shootings in 2018. And that is another one of the big heavy stories. The U.S. midterm elections. Big story, obviously. Democrats flipped 41 seats in the House of Representatives and regained control of that chamber, although the Republicans held on to the Senate. So what will happen? What will happen now in the next 2 years when it comes to the House of Representatives? It'll be interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not Trump can get anything done in that House. But listen, this was not a surprise. Everyone wants to make this out as some giant surprise. I don't think anyone really expected Trump to keep the House. What would have been shocking is if he lost the Senate. That would have been shocking. And I believe this. I think people across the country, they spoke their mind when it came to the House races, and they sort of put a little exclamation point on the end of some sentences, saying, you know what, I don't like the way this act, or Trump acted on this particular issue, or what happened here. And I think that was partly what happened in the U.S. midterms. I don't think there's any question about that. So that was one of the big stories for 2018. Immigration. We've been talking about this. Talk about it every day. Talk about it every day on my show. Talk about it every day on every other show. Immigration. Again, it's infinitely fixable. We can fix this problem. We can fix the problem with some kind of comprehensive immigration reform, and that is, you know, that's the buzzword. That's the key word that everybody wants to say, and that's flies off all the politicians' lips, which kind of hurts when I have to say it, but it's true. We need a plan. We actually need a plan, not like a patchwork plan. We need a plan. And it's got to be good, and it work. It's got to work for everybody, right? Otherwise, it's not going to get pushed through. And I've had this argument dozens of times on the air, dozens of times. We've got to come up with a way to secure the southern border, period. If that means a wall and drones and shark towers and electronic surveillance and whatever it takes to keep people from crossing the southern border, and the northern border for that matter, but the southern border in particular. And in addition to that, keep people from flying in here. Keep people from using or overusing their visa stays and staying too long. If that means putting ankle bracelets on people, do it. I'm sorry if that's the meaning, but you've got to do what you got to do to make it work. And we can make it work. So you build an impregnable wall at the border. If someone's in here on a visa, they got to wear an ankle bracelet. And for that, I'll trade you, not citizenship, I'll trade you a right to work for the folks who are already here. That's the trade-off. And anybody else who wants to come in has to go through the exact channels, the legal channels. There's no more getting in here illegally, period. End of story. The drug stop, the sex slave stop, all of that nonsense stops if you do it right. So the question is, I just solved that problem in 30 seconds. Why can't the politicians down there and solve it when they have all the time and the money and the resources to get it done? Let's grab a quick call. Dave in my home state of Connecticut. Dave, good evening.
Hi, Lee.
Is this David Precker?
Yes, sir.
So here's the story real quick, because we're going to run out of time, but I'll tell it real quick. David Precker was actually on my show today. He immigrated from Albania, and his brother had to wait 10 years to come into the country. David, what's happening?
Nothing much, Lee. As we early spoke, you and I figured to spread the word a little further in the country. But, you know, as a legal alien, you and I spoke about it. You know, I do support the laws and the regulations, and I'm all about it. And it's all about taxation. And, you know, if you're illegal in this country, remember one thing. No one paying taxes. You know, they don't have to obey the law, you know, driving illegally and so on and forth. So I'm all about law. I'm all about following the rules. So,
right.
I mean, and, you know, earlier you and I spoke, but, you know, the immigration laws need to be streamlined a bit. So, you know, I think that all the 20 million people, illegal aliens, you know, they have to find a routine, a way to work together to come up to a way to get their, you know, being legal as far as in this country, because it's kind of terrible not to be and not paying taxes. It's important.
Right. And I also got to put pressure on...
How can the wall be built?
How can it be built? One brick at a time, right?
Yeah. Yes. Without taxes, how can it be?
Oh, well, yeah. We have to get money to fund the wall. There's no question about that. But, you know, and we were talking about this earlier today. Part of that plan that I had just gone through is you've got to force these companies to stop hiring illegals. You've got to make it punitive first and then actually criminal after that. You've got to hit this thing from all sides and do it all at once. And I really think the mass illegal immigration we have in this country, we can do away with. I think we can do it. I really do.
Yes, and you know, somebody shared on social media, United States is the first and only country the everybody in the world wants to immigrate to United States. You know, at some point it has to stop. You know, you got to make sure and put a stop and, you know, kind of pick it, not necessarily being, you know, bad-minded here, but pick and choose who wants to work, keep the dollars in here and put them to work.
David, well said. Like you said, or like we talked about earlier, nobody's, you know, immigrating to Albania. Nobody's, you know, dying to get in there. Sorry. All right, buddy. Listen, I got to run. We're running out of time. The music says I got to go. So, and I'm part Albanian, so I can say that. I can get away with it. Politically correct. I don't want to step on any of my Albanian friends' toes. They're tough. They're a tough bunch. All right, listen. We got to take a break. Coming up, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Dr. Jarvis, and he's got an interesting slant on social. Socialized medicine. We'll be back.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, but Liberty HealthShare is affordable and it covers everything. It's been a nothing. I had Aetna, I was paying $2,000 a month, it covered nothing. Now I have Liberty HealthShare, I'm paying under $500 a month and it covers everything. Great job, Liberty HealthShare. But there's a better way than all these health insurance companies, and it is Liberty HealthShare. They're a Christian health sharing organization. I'm living proof that it works. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. And my son just had $2,500 worth of wisdom teeth removed, and they cover $2,000 of the $2,500. How many insurance companies out there have you ever seen? Any of you listening? I'd love you to call in. 833-WAR-TALK. Anybody ever had wisdom teeth out? Does your insurance company cover $2,000 of the $2,500 cost? I can't believe how expensive dental is. Wow. That's ridiculous. $2,500 for wisdom teeth? Where does anyone have that money? The average person in America makes like $40,000 a year. 10% would be $2,000. That's over 10% of your entire year's income you'd have to spend on wisdom teeth. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Because I'm telling you, most liberals would call me rich, and I can't afford that. You've got to have insurance pay for it. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. My family's a member. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org.
And I'm back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And every time Wayne does one of his spots, it makes me think of something that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I write all this stuff down, and then I get in the moment, and sometimes I forget to go back. But he was talking about health care. And so I get this bill in the mail. What's today? I get the bill in the mail Monday. right before Christmas Eve. Right before Christmas Day. So I'm walking down my driveway, and I see I went to the doctor's because I got a bad neck, and I wanted to see if there's anything they could do with it. So we had the MRIs were taken years ago. So all this was a doctor's appointment, a consultation, and they were going to tell me about the pros and cons of getting these shots in my neck. It's baseball stuff, and it's being an athlete, that kind of thing, and football player, et cetera. So I got a beat up neck, and it's pretty ugly. So I can only move my neck to the left a certain amount, and the right I can do it pretty much a regular amount, but the left I only have limited mobility. So we're gonna, give me a shot in the left side of my neck. So I sat down and I talked to this woman, and she wasn't even the doctor; she was the physician's assistant, which is what most doctor's offices are doing nowadays. So I'm talking to the physician's assistant. She was a wonderful woman, very smart, very bright, knew what she was talking about. But I was probably in the office for 11 minutes, right? I sat down. She explained to me, here's what we would have to do. We'd have to knock you out to give you the shot, and I don't like to get knocked out. It's sort of like a pet peeve of mine. I'm not a fan. But I would have done it if the lasting effects of the shots that they were going to give me were going to be like a forever thing. So would my pain go away forever? Would I get mobility forever? And the answers to that were no and no. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be one of these people who has to come back and get shots in my neck. Because there are a lot of folks out there, every 4 or 5 months when I get back into the pain mode. So I'll just deal with it and live with it. I've lived it a long time. I'll figure it out. I'll do physical therapy. I'll do whatever I need to do to alleviate some of the pain and some of the stress. I don't want to get put under to get shots every 3 months. So it was an 11-minute conversation. They didn't give me a shot. They didn't knock me out. They didn't do anything like that. You know what my bill was? $790. Now, I have insurance, and my insurance paid for it. Most of it. I had to pay some. But the point of the moral of this story is this is the reason, and I'm going to add to something else in a second. This is the reason, part of the reason why healthcare costs are so insanely high, is there's no way that was $790 worth of service. So basically what I was doing is I'm paying for somebody else who can't pay. It's chaotic. It's crazy that this is where we are in healthcare. And I want to discuss that after the bottom of the hour because we have a doctor coming on who wrote a book about this sort of very subject. Also, for example, my aunt fell and hurt her thumb. Right? Didn't break it, just hurt it. So the place she works, because what she does, everyone needs her thumbs, but she's a typing and all that. They made her go to physical rehab. She didn't need it. Like 2 weeks of physical rehab. You know what that costs? Like $100 a pop for every day. Unnecessary stuff. It's crazy. It's causing our health cares to go through the roof, and it's just insane. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. Coming up next, Dr. Jarvis. We'll talk about a book. We'll talk about Medicare. We'll talk about social health care. We'll talk about all of that coming up after the bottom of the hour. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to troops in Iraq
marking the president's first visit to a U.S. military combat zone. Former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman says trips like this are key for military personnel.
There's nothing more important to embassy staff than the president visiting and walking the ground and receiving what I think everyone would consider to be the most valuable briefings right on the spot from our best experts. It's also important for the president's relationship with the government of Iraq.
Hoffman was speaking there on Fox News. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Heatha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are
Doc, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network, and I've been waiting for this conversation for a while. We're going to talk about health care, your health care. We're going to talk now to Dr. Joseph Jarvis, who's written a book, The Purple World, Healing the Harm in American Health Care, and there is probably not a bigger topic, bigger subject that we have to tackle on a regular basis than health care. Biggest, broadest, widest-ranging question of all, why the heck does healthcare cost so much? Why does an aspirin cost $100?
Well, the underlying flaw in American health policy is that we pretend that market forces actually will help us deliver healthcare efficiently. Healthcare is not a commodity, and therefore pretending market forces actually gives the sellers the upper hand, and they price accordingly. They know you have to buy the insulin if you're a diabetic, so they charge whatever they want to for it and force you to pay it.
All right, so how do you solve that then?
Well, let's recognize that the pretense of a market causes two principal problems. One is poor quality care. We don't have the highest quality healthcare system in the world. In fact, far from it. And we also have a very inefficient healthcare financing system. If we're going to solve the cost problem, we have to attack the poor quality and the waste associated with inefficiency. That's how we do it.
All right, so who has the best quality?
The best measurement for quality, I think, for a global measure of quality is called amenable mortality, which that's the technical jargon to mean how many deaths could be alleviated if clinical science were properly applied. France does the best in the world on that measure. And in the first world, the United States does the worst.
Does any of that have to do with population size?
No, it's all controlled for in the way they handle the measuring of amenable mortality.
Can you explain what that means to our listeners a little bit better so we know what amenable mortality actually means?
Sure. Amenable refers to amenable to being prevented. That is, the death would be amenable to be prevented if the healthcare system of the nation were properly organized and actually bringing to bear all the forces of clinical science consistently for every patient. Mortality amenable to healthcare, which is shortened into amenable mortality.
Dr. Joseph Jarvis, written a book, The Purple World, Healing the Harm in American Healthcare. All right, so you're an advocate for us going to a single-payer system, I'm assuming, correct?
I am, and of course a national single-payer like Medicare for All would be better than what we currently have, but my preferred way of doing single payer is state by state. And in order to get that accomplished, we would have to start with a law from the federal government, which already exists as a bill, H.R. 6097, the State-Based Universal Health Care Act. That's, I think, the best way to start this off. Pass that bill and turn the states loose to do the right thing for their citizens.
All right, so how would that work? Let's say all green lights on Broadway. This was to go ahead and happen. So Connecticut then would offer me, I'd have to pay a tax, and Connecticut would then offer me health care within its borders, correct?
Well, actually, what I would have to say first is you already probably are paying the tax. We have a $3 trillion health care system plus. It's actually $3.5 trillion currently. Most of that money is public money. It's tax money. It goes to Medicare and Medicaid, the big, huge public programs. But many, many other ways that money is brought into the system as revenue, tax revenue, to support various health care programs. We probably don't need to raise very many more taxes. In fact, my guess is in many states there's already enough money available if a negotiated solution with the federal government could be acquired.
I mean, I can hear people screaming at me right now on social media saying that why do people come here to this country for specialized care if we're so poor at making or keeping people alive?
Well, there are. I practiced at National Jewish Center in Denver, which is probably the world's best pulmonary hospital. We had great care there. Unfortunately, the business model of American healthcare gets in the way of delivering that care on a uniform basis consistently to every citizen. So I'm not arguing that we couldn't do it, that we haven't shown the capability of doing good clinical science. We just don't do it consistently for every patient on an everyday basis.
Would the insurance companies go away then in your plan completely, or at least
yes,
they would go away completely?
Yes.
How would
I don't see a role for them. Their business model is is care denial. They're in business to make as much money as possible. They, of course, like to make a sale of their product, a very useless, wasteful product, health insurance, but they don't really want to take care of anybody. It's all about the bottom line. There is no need for that. That's a waste of time and effort. It's
right.
The most useless, wasteful way of financing health care ever invented, and we should just get rid of it.
All right, who determines then who gets what kind of care, or is all care, no matter what the cost, available to everybody?
The premise of single-payer health care is it's publicly paid, medically necessary care at the lowest price. So if there are several different ways of handling a given problem, for instance, nearsightedness, you can either get glasses or LASIK. LASIK surgery, you choose the less lower cost one for the single-payer system.
What about if I wanted the LASIKs?
It would be available. You'd go buy it if you would want it.
Okay.
To do it instead of have the lower cost available.
All right, so how would that work in a life-saving scenario? Let's say, you know, I need the drug XYZ, but XYZ costs $5,000 a shot, and a way to keep me alive sort of without the same quality of life is doing something else. I'd get that other thing, correct?
No, I don't think that's true, because you've just described a situation where the lower-cost alternative is not as good. But what's medically necessary is what's cared for. And what's paid for.
All right, so
the best option.
So quality of life is factored.
Situations, those decisions are made, you know, what basically happens in urgent situations is there's a formulary. These are the drugs that are approved. These are the ones we know are necessary in certain given situations. They'd all be sitting there on the cabinet shelf, and the ER doctor would reach out and grab whichever one he needed.
We're talking to Dr. Joseph Jarvis, the book, The Purple World, Healing the Harm in American Healthcare, because what we have, to me, the system we have now is broken, right? So, you know, you go somewhere and you're paying a bucket of money, and some folks are losing their savings, and some folks, when they get older. Let me ask you that question. What happens in your system when somebody gets to the point where they can't care for themselves at home and they have to go to assisted living? Does your plan pay for them?
Yes, as opposed to the current status quo, which doesn't pay for us. And when we have people who are dumped, essentially,
yep,
in for-profit nursing homes, they lose all of their personal assets, and therefore they don't have a home to go back to, even if they improve and could go back. It's a nightmare. No, we need a system that actually provides the full range of end-of-life services that includes skilled nursing,
right,
but also hospice care, and it's delivered where the patient would prefer, if possible. That's the system that we need.
People will say inventiveness will disappear because there'll be no incentive to create new drugs and new procedures if there's no profit to be made. What do you say to that?
That's nonsense. Every other first world country has solved this problem, and they have various formats that include some nations with single payer healthcare systems, and they have, on a per capita basis, as much original clinical science research accomplished, peer-reviewed publications, as we do. It's just nonsense. When penicillin was invented, which probably was the most important invention in the last 1,000 years, that inventor didn't receive a boatload of money for it. He wanted to invent it because he knew it was a good thing. People are motivated by that. They want a cure. They want to have their name attached to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but a company like Pfizer that wants to come up with a product that's going to save lives, you know how much it costs to actually come up with a drug? It could be billions and billions of dollars. And obviously they turn around and make a whole bunch of money on it in the end. But if that money is not there to be made, a company like Pfizer may not make that product.
That Pfizer likes to tell us about how much it costs to do research and development, and therefore how they have to have the high prices of drugs.
Right.
It's bogus. It's nonsense. Their research and development costs as a percentage of their overall budget pale. It's minimal compared to their percentage going to profit right now. It's just ridiculous. And most of that research and development goes into the copycat or Me Too drugs. We have lots of different ways of treating stomach acid problems, reflux, etc. They spend tons of money developing yet again a new version of that,
right,
even though we have plenty that are very effective. Why? Because once somebody is on one of those medications, they stay on it for life, probably, and therefore the money is to be made on that blockbuster drug. Meanwhile, the research and development of the pharmaceutical industry doesn't bring us new antibiotics, even though that's critical and people's lives are being lost. Why? Because a good antibiotic, you take a two-week course, and it's not a blockbuster. That's what the for-profit motive does to research and development. It takes it away from what we really need.
I think if all the things that you say are true, on top of that, tell everybody that they're not, and I mean not with a big capital N-O-T, going to pay more in taxes, it would be hard to argue the sense behind what you're saying. I think people are going to be, two things, people will be fearful that they're going to pay a lot more in taxes. You're going to hit them with another tax, bang, and they're taxed enough already, if you will, so you're going to get slapped in the face. And the people are going to be afraid they're not going to get the same kind of care. They're not going to get the care that they want, keep their doctor, all of that stuff that goes along with that. What do you say to them?
Those are both fears that are created by the medical industrial complex. They explicitly write those things, fear-mongering, in order to prevent us from reasonably and rationally discussing what really will happen with a true transformation of sustainable health system reform. They simply ignore the fact that the current system cannot continue. We can't afford the trillions and trillions of dollars of federal deficit that's being caused principally, in fact, primarily by health costs. It won't go on. What can't happen won't happen. We cannot be a first world nation with a $60 trillion debt related to healthcare costs. That's not going to happen. So we have to change this.
All right, Doc. Listen, I'd love to talk to you. I've got about a million and a half more questions for you, but sadly we are out of time. And I want to thank you. Even though I don't necessarily agree with what you had to say this evening, I do appreciate you coming on and talking about it. And we'll catch up down the road. We got to run. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now!
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
This segment of the show sponsored by Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. My tree's not up yet, but as soon as it's up, I've got the gun all wrapped and ready to go. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement. It's a name everybody knows. But this gun beat it, the Rex, and it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K. And then you put a dash, you know, a dash. And then VAR, V-A-R, K-VAR. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun, meaning Wayne Root. You'll get a free holster, and you send it to K-VAR.com to do your shopping, your Christmas shopping for a Rex pistol. K-VAR.com or head down to your local gun store. All right, thank you, Rex Pistol and K-VAR, for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
All right, it's Lee Elsie back filling in again. Final segment of this very fun show after the day after Christmas. Wayne will be back right here, well, not in this seat, but his own seat in Las Vegas tomorrow night doing his thing. And if you want to weigh in, you can still, we still have some time, 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. You know, it's weird. During the break, I'm just sort of surfing the internet looking at news stories to get to what do we want to finish out the show with, what do I want to finish out the year with, essentially. And I love animals, so somebody sent me the 30 most deadly animals in the world. And you would think, you know, lion, tiger, bear, they're on the list, but they're way down. Dogs on the list. But I'm getting to the final three, and rattlesnake is number three. Then number two is mosquitoes, because they kill everybody with malaria, etc. And the number one most deadly, I guess, the point is, what I'm trying to say is you get to the number one thing, and they don't give it to you. It's like that clickbait thing. So you're clicking away, and you're like going down from 30 all the way to 1, and you're lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! And you finally get to mosquitoes at number 2. What could be number 1? And then they don't give it to you, right? No, they don't give it to you. It's horrible. It's another letdown. Well, all right. You know, while I have your attention here, we're running out of time. We're going to run out of time too quickly. So I did promise I wanted to talk quickly about Santa Claus. And since Santa Claus won't come around until next year, there were a couple of articles that popped up over the last 10 days or so. And I wanted to talk about this when I was on last time for Wayne, but I didn't get a chance. We ran out of time. But apparently now there is a big push for a gender-neutral, racial-neutral person as Santa Claus, right? It's been a hell of a year. Or next year it'll be even better, I guess. So when you're getting close to that Christmassy time next year, 365 days a year, by then maybe we'll wise up, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we'll finally have that gender-neutral, racial-neutral Santa Claus. Now, I don't know if that means it's a... what's the word? I got to be very careful. Well, I got to be very careful on all counts. So it's kind of a dump button. Yeah, I mean, I guess a gender neutral, racial neutral person is just it's a gray sort of smooth. What's that? Fluid. Okay, very good. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, this is political correctness once again run amok. There was also a story that was circulating about whether Santa should be female, a female or a male. And they did, you know, I guess they did another survey. They do a survey of just about everything. And I guess it was 50-50. So 50% of the people out there think Santa. I guess Santa has had a nice run as a guy. I mean, you've gone as far as you can. You've taken this thing as far as you possibly could, Santa. But it's time for us to make a change. You know, we'll put you in a dress. Well, although that's also, I guess, that's sexist as well. So I guess you can wear whatever you want, Santa. It doesn't have to be a dress. It can be a pantsuit. Right? Santa Claus dressed like Hillary Clinton. Something like that. And finally, I don't want that to be the last story I read of the year. That's horrible. Can't do that. Can I do the weirdest things you've seen in a man's bathroom? As the final story? Sure, why not? Again, there was a big online survey, which I kind of run into a lot. And why leave you with something political or newsworthy? We'll leave you with something crazy. Here are the weirdest things that people have seen in a guy's bathroom. A guy's bathroom. And again, take your mind out of the gutter. A skeleton wearing a T-shirt with a parody of Coca-Cola logo, apparently. A drawer filled with shaved body. Oh, this is obviously in somebody's personal bathroom. Oh, my goodness. A drawer filled with body hair. I hope it's that person's body hair. A full barbecue grill in the shower. A turtle living in the bathtub. A toilet plunger with a Star Wars lightsaber as a handle. That'd be pretty cool. Toilet paper roll hanger that had a bungee cord on it, which I don't get, and a stick of butter with one bite missing. Those are some of the weirdest things people have seen when they travel to some guy's house in the bathroom. So it serves you right for going in some unknown guy's bathroom. Listen, it was a blast. I had a whole lot of fun. USA Radio Network, can't thank you enough. Wayne Allen Root, can't thank you enough. Chris, great job. War Now, the best show on the radio. Wayne will be back tomorrow night. We'll see you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.